Fourier, and I grew up in Fall River. We lived in Bedford till I was about four. We had a cottage in Fall River, and the summer that I was turning five in September, and we would go there for all summer. But that summer, my grandparents, they had winterized the cottage, and we moved into their house. And I was starting grade primary, and it was probably Christmas, and I was still saying, Mommy, when are we going back home? Because I knew when my two older brothers went to school, that was the time that we were going to move back home. So I went to the one-room school there for a while, grade primary, I think, and then grade one, we moved into the two-room school, and went to Elsie Scarry and Waverly for grade 7 and 8, and I went to Sydney Stephen the last year in 66, the last year they had grade 9 there. So I was in Sydney Stephen for grade 9, 10, 11, and 12. Growing up in Fall River, we had to take the bus, and it was Fall River East and Fall River West. Every second day, we would take the short way, which would be right up the number 2 highway, which went right to my Fall River first. And that took about 40 minutes. On the other days, you took the long way, which was around through Windsor Junction and farther west, and then come back. So instead of being the first ones dropped off, at those days, we were the last ones. Growing up as a teenager in Fall River, there wasn't a whole lot going on. You made your own fun. But there were sleepovers for the girls and baseball and stuff for the boys. And my father coached the boys' baseball team in Waverly. That was the teenagers' one, and he also coached the hockey for the little kids. But we made our own fun, like I say, and there was always hockey on the lake, the Miller's Lake. In 1965, I think, they started to build the Bicentennial Highway because the Trans-Canada Highway didn't come to Halifax. This was for Canada's Bicentennial in 1967. They built that road from Halifax to Truro to connect to the Trans-Canada, which went through Truro on to Sydney. And then in the early 70s, they built the 118, which was to connect that road in Fall River into Dartmouth. And I was a teenager as well when they started to build the Inn on the Lake. And my two older brothers, which were like 2 or 3 years older than I, they cut down the trees for that out by the lake. And when it started, it didn't look like the Victorian summer mansion that it does now. It was just a big old hotel. But they were pretty proud of that. And we had bonfires on the lake, and there was a couple of families from the city would come out, and they had ice boats and ice planes that would come up, and you needed the wind. But that was quite the big thing. And we'd all go, as teenagers, go swimming at the dam, which is still there at the intersection of the Bicentennial and the 118 Highway to Dartmouth. And then it was an actual working dam for Nova Scotia Power Corporation. And we would go swimming, and there was a grate in front, and you could hang on to the board going across and let your feet go down. And if you were not careful, your feet would not only go down, they would go through the grate. Not quite far enough to reach the turbines, but you could certainly hear and feel those turbines by your feet. We were not allowed, supposedly, to cross the highway, only 2 lanes. I think there's 6 lanes across that highway. Then we thought there was so much traffic. But you could probably walk across the road there now, then. And again, we went to the Fire Hall dances at the Bedford Fire Hall and the Sydney Stephen dances. And I think now when I go out home, it's still out home to me, I marvel because they've widened the road and they've taken out the ditches. And now we have a Sobeys and a liquor store, Tim Hortons and McDonald's. And when I go home, I say, oh, that wasn't there then. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, I wish it had been, though.